Now, we've been talking about this story during the course of the morning, footage which has emerged of one of our local MEPs saying that Britain should not send aid to what he called Bongo Bongo Land. The remark made by the Yorkshire and Humber MEP Godfrey Bloom was at a meeting last month, and a video of the speech is on The Guardian's website. They feature the story this morning, and Godfrey Bloom joins me in our studio in Hull now. Good morning, thanks
for
being
here. Good morning, dear.
You've made comments about Bongo Bongo Land. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Well, the point that I was making was that we send £1 billion a month in overseas aid, and there's no audit trail at all. Some of it goes to very suspicious causes indeed, when we have people here in this country who are waiting for desperately needed cancer treatment, and we're dismantling our A&E hospitals, and we are cutting our police force and all these things. And I think that that's treasonous, personally, to send all that money abroad when we have so much trouble at home.
You're not suggesting that all the money is wasted, surely?
No, some of it isn't wasted, but there's an awful lot of it goes missing. And just to give you an example, I wonder how many people know that part of our overseas went to fund a squadron of F-18s in Pakistan, for example. Some of our money finds its way to Argentina. Of course, we've just bought 20 Mirage jets from the Spanish. And this is where even some of our money, would you believe, goes to China. Some of it goes to India, where they have a nuclear aircraft carrier and a space program. What I'm saying is I believe charity begins at home.
You said in this clip, you talked about buying Ray-Ban sunglasses, apartments in Paris, and the F-18s that you mentioned for Pakistan there, Ferraris as well, you said. So is there evidence that that's the case, that Ray-Ban sunglasses, apartments in Paris are being bought with our aid money?
Oh, yes, there is. There's massive information. If you look at the Institute of Economic Affairs, Civitas, if you look at the audit trail where some of this money goes, we know some of these, particularly African dictators, have very significant property holdings in Paris, and you've only got to visit Africa, I'm sure you have, to see the style in which their leaders live.
Now, since I mentioned this early on this morning, when we came on air at 6 o'clock, and I've been talking about this last couple of hours or so, we've had a lot of text messages. I have to say, vast majority in support of you, saying that they agree with what you're saying. This is what the silent majority are saying, but can't say because of fears of being labelled racist, fears of political correctness. However, do you think that is the right language to be using? Is that not embarrassing for your party when you're using phrases like Bongo Bongo Land?
Well, it's interesting that you say that. I've been talking about overseas aid and wasted money and the immoral aspect of sending this money, and I've done already 4 BBC programmes this morning, and I've got another 4 to do on Sky TV later. So I'm drawing people's attention to it. So the answer to that question is just as well I use the word Bongo Bongo Land, or we still wouldn't be talking about it, would we?
And you also talked about capital punishment. Again, we've had comments, quite a few agreeing with you about you said it's a personal thing. I won't use your exact language if you don't mind. You'd hang the so-and-sos yourself. We're talking here about the guy who hacked the soldier to death. You say, I do hope they would ask me to throw the rope over the beam because I'd be delighted to do so. Again, that's going to cause huge embarrassment for your party, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. I'm an ex-serviceman. A lot of our members are ex-servicemen. All I'm doing is reflecting how most servicemen and ex-servicemen and their families feel about this swine. And I bet you're going to get another sackload of emails supporting me on that.
So you're getting texts, you're right, this morning supporting you, people saying that people are scared to speak out. Is that the case, do you think? I mean, we are in a free society. You're speaking out this morning. People say they're worried about speaking out because of political correctness.
I think that's true. I think there's a sort of political correctness, a PC speak, certainly with The Guardian, who ran this story. And so, yes, I think people are afraid to speak out. And I think the reason that I was sent back with an increased vote in 2009 election is because I tell it like it is. I think people are crying out for politicians who tell it like it is.
About 15 minutes ago on the programme, just coincidentally, we had an item about Water Aid there in Hull today in Queen's Gardens in the city centre, and they say that 2,000 supporters in the city of Hull have helped raise £250,000 over the past 5 years, and this is sending clean water, clean drinking water to countries you might call Bongo Bongo Land. Well, here are people in Hull sending help abroad, helping people who need it abroad.
Marvellous, and I'm all in support of that. In fact, I sent some of my own money to that particular fundraiser. Yes, I think it's philanthropy is the job of the people out of their own pockets and the goodness of their heart and their soul. It isn't for rich men like David Cameron to pick our pockets and send money to buy F-18s in Pakistan. That's exactly what I'm talking about.